It is vaguely AM, just past the stroke of 12. Welcome to curfew hours, Omen City. For those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, or are perhaps a new citizen of Omen City, hello, this is your host, Sen Vaguely, owner, most often, sole broadcaster of Vaguely AM. We are beginning the hours that coincide with the witching hour and free travel transport hours with the weather as usual. Tonight we will all get to enjoy some heavy fog and a full moon. For those of you who are out hunting tonight, I issue a reminder about the effects of the full moon on werewolves, and that the city councilmen hunt only on the full moon. Speaking of reminders, folks, after some rather troublesome and tiresome break-ins, Councilman Barry has asked me via formal letter written in a somewhat familiar silver shade of blood to remind you that during the curfew hours, the timing of 12 to 3 a.m., while murder and feasting on the flesh of our fellow city dwellers is legal, breaking into homes to do so is not. Listeners, people of Omen City, you may only hunt and feast on the city's streets during these few hours of the night, and entering homes to feed, regardless of time, will guarantee termination of persons effective immediately. Now, citizens, the clock is ticking by and the ghastly screams of unwilling victims and hunters becoming the hunted are beginning to reach the studio walls from the cloudy, blackened streets below. For those of you who are dwelling at home, may you not be weak-minded and resist being illegally lured by a siren into a feast. And those of you who are out, happy hunting. Councilman Peter, I have a personal message to you that says something along the lines of, there are many words in many languages, but none of them can explain precisely what is coming for you. Good luck, my dear, and be wary of vultures as they tend to circle the dead. Citizens, I now ask that if you have any announcements to be made, that you send them in as I speak, either to our Twitter at VaguelyAM or our VaguelyAM Facebook page. I'll be reading these out later tonight during the public announcements and just for the general fun of it. For now, we take a quick music break. We'll be back shortly with the first death count of the night once our studio receptionist, Mara, forwards me the email from our studio informant. Welcome back from the break. For those of you just tuning in, this is Vaguely AM in the wee hours of the morning. It has barely been an hour, Omen City, but it seems you brought your appetites out tonight. So far, the death count down on the streets has reached a new record of 32 deaths, and with the numbers certain to rise, I'd like to post my own announcement. If any of you see Vanilla Ho out there, still hunting, tell him to get his underage self back home or to the studio immediately. Vanilla, you may be a spider demon, but you're still a child, and Enya has inquired to your whereabouts. Never seen the accountant so distressed before. What? Yeah, okay, I'll let them know. Thank you, Mara. Listeners, for those of you who didn't hear Mara in all her eerie silence, the hospital is a hotspot tonight and three nurses and an intern are already dead. If you can avoid going there, I would suggest you do so. If it's a serious injury, I suggest selling your firstborn to one of the witches around the city. In cases like mine, the bones of your corpse once you pass into the undead realm will suffice. Do make sure you push it in contract form though, so we can collect on our debt once you have become deceased. Finally, last in our news segment of the day, we have a significant jump in undead crawling through the streets during the hours of curfew lately. Flesh eaters are advised not to hunt these as the rotting corpses are often contagion passing and extremely toxic. If you come across a Nightwalker zombie, may it be advised that you go in the other direction immediately. I understand that their purple glowing orifices and the purple light and smoke pouring from their exposed rib cages may be enticing, but they will in fact devour you if, by chance, you are hypnotized by such traps. If they break into your homes, I am told by city FBI agents that that is a possibility, You must call the local police precinct and they will investigate your corpse post-curfew hours. Thank you, citizens of Omen City, for your consideration. This has been The News. As you all know, I have the blessed luck to run the Vaguely AM curfew hours broadcast, in addition to the morning wake-up broadcast for all the humans of the city who, unlike most of us otherworldly beings, sleep during the night and have a tendency to stay home. I have a funny story to tell. I do not sleep much, this is fact. In the 14 hours between the end of morning wake-up show and the beginning of curfew hours, I work tending to our darling citizens, and then sleep for several hours in the late afternoon before coming to keep you company during our favourite time of night here, in studio. This passing day, however, saw a change in routine. Why? Because of Councilman f***ing John. John, if you're listening, I hope that your corpse isn't found in the post-curfew cleanup. Now, dear civilians, here is what I found so funny. I was home, an undisclosed location extremely few mortals or immortals have ever had the pleasure of gaining access to. I was in the middle of some extracurricular work that shall remain private and elusive when I heard a knock at the door. Knocks on the door are unusual, as the only one who comes to my door never knocks. Nonetheless, I open it. Perhaps someone is lost. Perhaps it is a prank from unruly children who will never be seen by their mothers again. But no. Lo and behold, there stood Councilman John in all his greasy, black-eyed countenance, indignant as the day he was appointed councilman all those years ago. I did not greet him, Omen City. I did not bow or back away or invite him into my threshold. But there he stood. And then, without breaking eye contact, from behind his back he pulled a full bouquet of roses. Roses, Omen City! Can you believe this? How dare he, a mere councilman mortal, bring flowers of romance to my door? Naturally, I evicted him from my building and gave him absolutely no more notice, shutting my door and continuing about my day. But the sheer nerve he had! Perhaps if he had bought a sacrifice, I would have been less severe in my eviction of him. While accepting the sacrifice and simultaneously rejecting him. Absolute friends. Well, let's hope his replacement will have learnt from this example. Now, citizens, with the death count at a steady 35, up by 3, another new record, and the time nearing 2 AM, we pass over to your messages and announcements from our Facebook and Twitter pages. The first is from Miss Whitehouse. She pleads that whoever stole her backpack the other day, please, please give it back. Her egg sacs are in there. Please, they're only babies and they'll be hungry. Folks, if you have seen Miss Whitehouse's backpack with her egg sacs, please call Miss Whitehouse directly, or the studio if you wish for your identity to remain anonymous. Out of curfew crimes are illegal, but if you give them back, we will keep you protected. Our next message comes from Manny W, who asks, is it normal to feel a burning sensation after it rains? Am I suddenly allergic? Well, if anyone has an answer for Manny, I encourage them to post on our pages with the response themselves. In the meantime, I say that it sounds like you may either have been cursed with Wicked Witch Meltitis, or simply have taken one too many hallucinatory drugs. Good luck, Manny. Next, from Helpful Anon, current vulture kill count 323 citizens and 214 Councilman Peters. Speaking of which, where is my coffee, you heathen? I know that you are listening.
Sorry I'm late, my love. I was getting a snack. It was another Peter. He mouthed off at me again.
Vaguely AM is a fictional storytelling podcast. Your host, Zen Vaguely, is voiced by Ali Rose, with a special guest appearance from Cheshire as Vulture. This has been a rather short intro episode, and we hope to see you again soon, Omen City.